Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Jonathan Healy. His first book is The Blazing World, which was a stunning achievement for me because I didn't know any of this. And now I've had a very good 20th century education. I read a lot of history in university, and I've read a lot since. Jonathan's book introduces you to a world that we come from. The 17th century, you remember your date, 1607. That's Jamestown, 1619, that's the Pilgrims. All of this material is watching England, Great Britain, in civil war or building towards civil war in the 17th century when power would pass from the king to the parliament. Constitutional monarchy, we call it today. That would be the model for the founders in the 18th century, which is why all this backstory is so helpful to understand our institutions. We come now to not an institution, but the question of health of the republic or health of the empire or health of the kingdom, the plague. It returns in the 17th century, never more worrisome than in 1660s, but it strikes that winter in only London, Jonathan, or was it throughout the land?
Well, at this point, the plague tended to hit city by city. When the Black Death first arrived in England in the 14th century, it just, you know, swept through the country very, very quickly. But now, ever since that, it sort of pops up in one place and then disappears and then goes somewhere else. So it was in other places a little bit, but the main centre at this point was London and Westminster. And that summer in particular, the summer of 1641 had been very, very bad. Plague got a lot, had been, you know, killing quite a lot of people. By the winter time, because of the particular kind of seasonality of plague, it was starting to die out. But it had been a sickly year.
The reason the plague is important here is because members of the House of Lords and those who could afford it in Commons have fled the city and are called to return to Parliament. Remember, this is the Long Parliament. It never really recesses. It has a committee that's always meeting permanently. It's a process fiction. But Charles has reason to believe that his numbers will strengthen to dominance on January 12th. Mm-hmm. He's not the only person who knows that. The junto at this time, Jonathan, what does John Pym make of Charles's attempt? Does he think that it was nearly successful and we escaped it? Or does he use it against the king? How does he explain to the parliament and even to lords what the king's afoot with?
Well, the proclamation whereby Charles tried to get his supporters to come back to Parliament is the sort of background, if you like, to the attempted impeachments of the early January. Because one of the things that Charles is hoping is that he can sort of slow things down until January the 12th, as you say, when he'd get these sort of moderate MPs back. But the attempt on the five members kind of just dramatically changes the landscape. And whereas Charles was in a position before that he might have been able to sort of gather a very, very strong, well, actually a majority in both houses. He's now completely lost that because people are looking at the royalists in fear. And those moderates in the middle have really kind of swung behind Pym and the junto. So it's a catastrophic decision by Charles, because it makes it look like he is a military threat to Parliament. And that means that a lot of moderates kind of dramatically swing against him.
What's going on outside is important here because the crowds make a lot of noise, but many of them are parts of gangs that are gathering in the night and very dangerous. But there are two groups that we need to pay attention to. The Cavalieros, the Cavaliers, who are royalist associated, the Roundheads, who are Puritan associated, the mob that's in between, and one group I found fascinating, the Apprentices. What do they represent in London at this time, Jonathan?
That's a really interesting question. And actually, the word Roundhead, although it's often said to come from the Puritans who wore their hair short, the other people who had to wear their hair short were apprentices because their masters insisted that they look smart. So Roundhead was also an insult aimed at the apprentices. And they're basically young people who are learning a trade. And they're often quite a volatile group. If there's any kind of street protest in London, much as students would be today at the forefront of it, apprentices would be in the 17th century. So they are a very kind of vocal group. They make up a very, very large proportion of the population. And they are, as I say, they're young. They're also impacted by poor trading. There's bad trading at this point. And they are, I mean, I think that they're also particularly in tune to they're particularly attuned to ideas about tyranny, because they are looking at their work situation where they have this master, and if that master acts tyrannically to them, they can sue them in the law courts. So they kind of have this idea that they have rights, and I think that helps them think about the monarchy in a particular way. But yeah, I mean, London's very, very volatile at this point, and you've got lots of demobbed soldiers coming back as well from the army, which had been raised to fight Scotland, had not done so. It had then been disbanded, and a lot of the soldiers then came back to London and became the Cavaliers, as you say. So it's a very, very volatile situation on London streets.
And when it gets dark, it's very dangerous to be out on the street. Very dangerous. And things happen outside of Whitehall, things happen outside of Westminster that they're not sure of. It's spooky, plus the plague's out there. So when we come back, the king is pushed to the limits. They move against his queen, and time to flee. The book is The Blood in Winter. Jonathan Healy is the author. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.